Four and Jerry Melton in to talk to us a little bit for a community connection this morning, brought to you by First Baptist Church. It is an annual event. We've been doing it for about 20 years. I think this would make about year 21 for a K1 auction, and it's coming up later this month.
That's right, Charlie. Can't believe it's already here.
Dory's been out having fun shopping for weeks now.
Oh, she's our professional shopper. We like to send her out. She just knows the perfect things to really make their business We want to show that business off, what all they have to offer. And so she takes just a little bit from each section of their store just to show a variety of everything that they have. And like I said, she's been doing this for a long, long time, and I think she's became a professional at it.
It is tough to do with restaurants because there are so many things on the menus of the restaurants that we feature, and so a gift certificate works real well.
That's right, Charlie. We have quite a few, actually, on for gift certificates for food places around the surrounding area. And we're excited. We have some up in Dewey. We have some here in Bartlesville. And they range from different things. They're all not the same. And so they have some that are giving them in pairs. Some of them are giving them away maybe like a $10 gift certificate. But it's great. You get a kind of variety of different stuff. So it's always fun. Everyone's got to eat.
Well, I mean, that's exactly. and why not eat out in some of our local restaurants? And the nice thing about a gift certificate, maybe it's someplace that you haven't tried. I mean, it's a restaurant that may have been around the area for decades, but you just never found the reason to go in. Well, with the gift certificate, you got a perfectly good reason.
That's right, Charlie. And I mean, if you're going out on the town, you sometimes you need some new clothing or jewelry or something to wear with it. So we've been shopping for items like that as well.
Jewelry.
Oh, yes. We have Riddles jewelry on this year, and we're super excited about having them. Dory's was her first thing in there as soon as we got him. She was so excited to go shop for them.
In the past, I know she has picked out some really neat pieces. And those things have been some active bidding in the past.
Yeah, I mean, we've had necklaces this year. We have some stud earrings. We have some different earrings. We have also a men's watch, which is really awesome. I really like it. So it's not just jewelry for women. It's also jewelry for men, too. So we really wanted to kind of give an idea of what all Riddles has to offer. And I think that she did that just perfect.
Okay. Well, it's it's awful that she has to stop at places like that. You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, there are some boutiques here in town, too, that has some different kind of jewelry. There's a place that is here in town. It's called Native Unique, and they make these custom Native American bracelets. She's got some custom beads and stuff on there as well, and she makes those. She sells different stuff in there as well. She has some clothing that we got and we purchased, and so it's kind of like a little boutique. And so it was a really fun store to be able to go into this year and kind of have something a little different. And like I said, it was so fun. Dory actually bought a bracelet for herself because they were so amazing. So if you get a chance, stop in there and see her. You will just love it. We also had some over in Puska, Prairie Cottage. They had some different jewelry and clothing and home decor as well. And so we were excited to be able to have them on as well. Now, there are stuff for men, too, so don't think that we are leaving them out.
Okay.
But we went out to Bell's Camper Sales, so that's kind of for the whole family. We got a cooler. It's camping season. You want to take that stuff out. Tailgate season will be here soon.
And camping season, whether you actually camp or not, some of the accessories that sound like she got, I mean, they're good. You know, that the coolers, you can throw that in the car and just go out for some family event or something. You know?
That's right. I mean, they could be just for a Sunday brunch. You're taking stuff somewhere to a church. You need to put something in a cooler. Like I said, tailgate season's coming up. Football season's almost here.
So just throw it in the cooler and take it on out to Sooner Park. It doesn't have a big deal. You know.
She got a cool jack, too, where they can. So there's a different pump jack out there. And like I said, she's got pretty much a variety of different things that she can do. Blue Stem aerial sprayers are on with us again over in Pahuska. They always have different chemicals and things like that for the different farm life. I'm not huge into that kind of stuff, so I don't know a whole lot about it. But when we go over there, they pick out the right amount of stuff that you need, and everybody seems to feel like it's the right stuff.
So. Well, and in the past years, I'll say the gallons of Roundup have gone real well, you know?
Yes, and I know that we did get some of that again this year, so we're pretty excited to be able to have them on with us. They always give us some amazing stuff, and we're very blessed to be able to have them.
Okay, so if you're, you know, whether it's just the backyard or trying to clear a field, you know, be a bit on the gallons of glyphosate and go out and use Roundup.
Yeah. Enterprise Sod Store, they're going to be giving gift certificates again this year for pallets of sod.
Okay.
So that's good. And we won't actually have the pallets of sod, but we do have the gift certificates where you can take that out to Enterprise Sod, and they'll have that out there. And they've been on with us for several years. Mm-hmm. And go get your yards taken care of.
There you go.
So
the things will be greener around your house if you do.
Exactly. Exactly. So. We also have Davis Family Funeral Home. They always give us some wonderful green plants gift mm-hmm. certificates. And Frank Phillips Home, there's always such a joy to go in there and visit with them mm-hmm. and kind of just see the heritage of Bartlesville. They've got so many different things that just kind of show you what the past was like. We did grab a couple of their books. Mm-hmm. So Frank Phillips was such a big part of what Bartlesville is, and so we're really excited to be able to go in there. We got some tours again this year.
Okay.
So if you'd like to go in and visit with the ladies and gentlemen that are out there that can kind of tell you the history of it themselves, there are some tours packages. So.
And just because you live here doesn't mean you know the story, you know?
That's right. I grew up around here, and when I went in the very first year for auction and was able to visit with them, they just always tell you things that you're like, oh, wow, I wish I would have known that forever ago. But like I said, we did get some books. We did get some memorabilia and stuff from there. We did get some different shirts and things like that. So you'll be able to kind of get a feel of what all they have to offer.
Okay. Good reason to, you know, again, pick up that gift certificate and then go enjoy yourself.
Yeah, it's just a fun day out. If you ever get the chance to go in there, kids, take your kids in there. Let them know what the history of Bartlesville is like and the history of some of the founding things that happened around Bartlesville. Because it's not just Frank Phillips. They have other stuff in there, too, that tell you a little bit of history about the area that we live in.
Okay.
So, we also have Branson gift certificates. Everybody mm-hmm. always asks us if we're going to have any Branson gift certificates this year. We do have a wide variety of different things, from magic shows to rock and roll to country music to amazing pets. And so there's all kinds of different stuff. And if you're planning on a trip to Branson, come out and grab you some gift certificates. It's just a fun time to be able to go up there for a family vacation.
And again, you may be going, but, you know, you can only see the Dixie Stampede so many times.
That's right. But I'm telling you, every time my little girl goes up there, she's like, Mommy, I want to see the horsies.
Yeah. Like, yep. And I pulled that one out of the air because I think it is a favorite. But and there are a lot of favorites. But, mm-hmm. again, it's nice to spread things around a little bit. And, you know, if you're going anyway, yeah, go ahead and make that reservation for the horses, but then go see something else, too.
Yeah, I saw Jim Stafford show not long ago. I do the trade with them, and so they I always try to go up there and kind of get a feel of it. And they had a Jerry Lee Lewis impersonator that I'm telling you, he kicked that chair way off of the stage, and I was like, oh my goodness. My dad looked at me and goes, I really think that may be Jerry Lee Lewis.
Like, there you go.
So I mean, they're really good. So if you get the chance, please go up there. We have, last year, if you were here, was one of our first years to have Go Bob Pipe and Still on. They brought mm-hmm. a hay monster out, and we're going to be having them out there again for with another hay monster.
Okay.
And this year, we're also going to be doing a maximizer with it. Oh. So you have to have the hay monster in order to get the maximizer, so they'll be packaged together. And remember, you can't go over 80% of that value price, so it stops there. But that doesn't mean it's going to get up to 80% of that value price.
You never know. And some of them have gone for tremendous bargains.
Yeah, exactly. So the Hay Monster and the Maximizer will be going as a set together. But that is from Go Bob Pipe and Still. And if you have not been out there or have not spoke to one of those gentlemen, they have things I didn't even know they could do. Mm-hmm. They were on our Interstate Farm and Home show. And just getting to visit with those guys, I was like, wow. They can really do pretty much anything you need them to do. So yeah. If you get the chance, please come out and stop and see that. You will really enjoy it. Last year, we sat it right out front, and I'm sure that's probably where it's going to be again this year because it's a pretty big item.
It's a little bit difficult to bring it in the front door.
Yes. Well, Pam would probably be like, no. But so feel free to look at that. All of our stuff is pretty much going to be inside, though. So mm-hmm. if you're like, it's going to be hot, I don't want to really come out and get in there, We're in the air conditioning. I promise you, we're in there all morning long. Doors will be open early for you to be able to view all the items.
And we'll talk about that and more when we continue with Jerry coming up in just a bit on a Community Connection on 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And as we continue on a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, again talking about the K1 auction coming up later on this month at the fairgrounds in Dewey, and Jerry Melton in to tell us all about it. By the way, we mentioned it earlier, but again, when is this coming up? It's on a Saturday, right?
Saturday, July 29th. Mm-hmm. It starts at 10 a.m. Doors will be open early for everyone to come out and browse.
And that's the nice thing about it. People do come out and kind of, really walk around and, hold it, touch it, feel it. This is it. Yep, it's a gift certificate. Whatever. It's opportunity to look things over and plan your buying.
Yeah, we lay it out all on tables so everybody can see each item. You can kind of bring a piece of paper. A lot of people bring, we have notepads out there. You can take the notepad and kind of write down exactly what you want. And then kind of have an idea of what you're going to be bidding on. Also, if you look back there, Tammy is always in the back, and she has a big wall. It's her gift certificate wall. And you can see up on the wall all the gift certificates we're going to be doing, how much the 80% value price is, how much the value price is. And you also see schedules over on the right-hand side of that. And so if you're like, I'm going to be going to Branson at this time, I wonder if they're going to be able to have that show there. Well, mm-hmm. You can go up there and you can see what their show schedule is actually going to be. And so that's nice. So not only can you see and fill the items and write down what you want, you can also do that with the gift certificate. So you're going to know every single thing that we are giving away before that actually starts.
Yeah, and again, so if you know that the show you want to see is dark on Mondays or whatever, then, you can kind of plan your trip or not plan your trip for that particular show.
Yeah. And if you're coming out early and you're wanting to look and browse and stuff like that, don't worry about breakfast, because Rolling Pin Bakery and Deli, they'll be out there with all kinds of goodies. They always have some wonderful stuff out there, and they'll also have some lunch out there a little bit later. So don't worry. You feel free to come hungry, because they always have some stuff out there you can purchase, and they're always very reasonable prices. So
You don't have to worry about, getting there too early and what are you going to do about breakfast and that sort of thing. Or if you stick around and the stomach telling you it's about lunchtime, again, don't worry about it.
Exactly. So when you first come to the door, the very first thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to go over to Dory and get your free number. You're going to get a number. Some people like to turn that over and write max bid on the back of it, because if you put max bid right up, if it's just one item, then you're going to get the item.
Yeah. Assuming that she sees you first.
Yeah. Who's spending if she sees you first? That's right. And also, you want to sign up for our door prizes back there, because she will have everything. Well, when you sign up for your free number, she'll be pulling stuff out and things like that as well. But we're going to be giving door prizes away. So we always have free things we like to give away. And who doesn't like free stuff, Charlie?
Nobody. I think everybody likes free stuff. Even if you're not even sure what you won, it was free. You'll take it because it's good stuff.
Yeah. And Auctions by Mary is going to be out there again with us this year.
Oh, good.
They've been doing it with us for a long time, and she's pretty fair. She kind of knows where everything is, and she's very easy to understand. Mm-hmm. So I speak a little fast. Dory speaks a little fast. You can understand us. You can understand her, I promise, because she probably talks a little bit slower than both of us. And so she's very easy to understand. Some people are afraid to go to auctions because they're like, I can't understand anything they're saying. Yeah. I promise you can understand everything she says. So,
And she makes sure that your bid is deliberate. You don't have to worry about, adjusting your glasses or scratching your head or whatever. She knows that's probably not your bid,
Yeah, and we're all out there kind of looking around for her, too. And she's got her little spotters out there. And and we'll run everything to you so you don't have to worry about getting up. And so, like I said, we have a lot of wonderful people on this year, and we're excited to be able to have all of these different people. I mean, I think we're up to close to 75 different businesses or more. Like, we got quite a few, and so we're really excited to be able to have all of them on. And we're going to be doing anything from baby items, kids items. Oh, there are so many kids items this year.
Great.
Yeah. There is a little tea set that Dory got from Mud Pies, mm-hmm. a little girl's tea set.
I'm going to say she has a couple of granddaughters who might enjoy that.
Yeah, so. She's got a few coming up too. So, I have a 4-year-old, and so I was like, ooh, Dory. And she keeps buying little kids stuff that is just so cute. And I'm like, oh, Dory, you are going to break my back. And so, so we were talking, she's got little kids clothing. She's got, well, it's a hat. It's a cute little Oklahoma hat, and I believe it's from Prairie Cottage, and it is so adorable. Mm-hmm. She's got tea sets, Pupkis Drug and Dewey Drug. They have some board games. They have some baby toys. They've got some different stuff, too. So, like I said, it's not just for adults. It's not just for women. There's men's stuff, women's stuff, kids' stuff. Mm-hmm. There's gift certificates. There's a wide variety of things. So, pretty much anybody is going to be able to find something out there that they're going to like.
Good deal.
So, bring the kids out, too. It's fun to have the kids around. Mm-hmm. They love it out there just as much as we do. So,
well, if somebody's going to say, okay, I may not be able to pay cash for everything I buy. I mean, if you're getting mm-hmm. the things from GoBob, you know.
It's a little steep, yeah.
So we take credit. We take plastic, right?
Yeah, we do take credit cards. And we do take checks.
Okay.
So we do take those out there. And at the end, so towards the end or towards the middle, whenever you're planning on leaving, you'll just see Dory before you leave. Mm-hmm. Give her your card number, and she will know exactly what it is. We are taking them slips and stuff constantly. And so they will have all that stuff back there for them. But, yes, Tim and Dory will be set up in the back, and they can take pretty much any form, credit card, check, or cash. Mm-hmm. And so just stop back there and be able to see them. So,
okay. You got a long list of businesses out there that you've, you know, we've got, of course, got it on the website. It's, we frequently put it on the Sunrise Reporter, and it's going to continue to grow over the next couple of weeks, probably. So
that's right.
Yeah.
If you go to BartlesvilleRadio.com under our community tab, mm-hmm. You're going to see pictures, you're going to see the items, you're going to see the businesses, you're going to see anything and everything, all the information, when the doors are going to open, where it's at, when it's at, all of that there. And so I highly suggest that you go out there and do that, because that's going to give you everything. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of plan what you want to have before you get there. And a lot of people do. Here in about a week, I'll have a pretty much a good list of all of the items. They're 80% value. They're in where they're from and everything like that on there, where you can actually print. Some people like to print them off. Mm-hmm. That's fine. You can do that. There's going to be pictures of the items. So you can definitely see each and everything before you actually get out there. Because like I said, we have several businesses here, and we just want to make sure that you guys are able to hear and see all of them. And so
that's the nice thing about it. And the pictures on the website, I think, has really worked out for us really well over the last several years. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a particular item picture by itself because it's good sized, or whether with their collection of mm-hmm. Different jewelry items all from the same store, it works out pretty well.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you see them, like, where there's several items in one picture, they may be all from the same store, but they're not being all sold together. They might just be one item sold out of each one, but mm-hmm. they're not being sold as a pair. So don't think that by any means. But when you see them, they're just all the items. We want to be able to showcase all of the items for you. So
Yeah. I mean, if we have both an OU and an OSU clock, you may or may not want both clocks.
So. Exactly. So you'll see, like, sometimes if it's like a lot of items, like all OSU items and stuff like that, you'll see them all in the same picture, but they're not all going to actually be sold together. So you
unless
can,
you want to.
In case you want to buy them all. Then there you go. Yes, absolutely. Have free. So, like I said, we're excited to be able to go back out to Washington County Fairgrounds building on Saturday, July 29th mm-hmm. At 10 a.m. Doors will open early, so feel free to come out there. You can start coming in about 8 o'clock, 8:15, and we'll have brand new merchandise and gift certificates. And if you need any more information, you can go to BartlesvilleRadio.com under the Community tab. And we love to see you out there and join us.
Okay. If you have a family commitment, a work schedule, whatever, you can't make it for the opening of the event, that's okay, because it's going to continue. You know, as long as the item that you wanted hasn't already been sold, you're in good shape.
Yeah, absolutely. And some people are like, well, will you sell the Hay Monster right at the beginning? Probably not. It's probably going to be a little bit towards the middle or towards, you know, we try to do some things like that that we know people are waiting for. But yes, please come out anytime. You don't have to be there right at 10 o'clock. We would love to have you there right at 10 o'clock, but you do not have to be there right at 10 o'clock.
You get the best option that way because you're there for the beginning. But
yes, I will suggest to come out at 10 o'clock because the thing is we don't have a schedule for when we sell each item. Mm-hmm. So if you have a certain item you're wanting, then yes, I would suggest you come out at 10 o'clock because you just don't know when we're going to sell it. We could have already sold it. So, and you have to be there in order to make a bid. You can't call in bids or anything like that. Now, if you want to send your friend out there to bid for you with the money, then that's fine.
Between you and your friend.
Yeah. But you have to be present out there in order to be able to participate.
Okay, it's all coming up on, let me think, a week from Saturday.
Two weeks from Saturday. Yeah. Saturday, July 29th, 10 a.m. at the Washington County Fairgrounds.
Okay, sounds like a great deal. Opportunity for people to pick up some great bargains. Again, the most you're going to pay on any item is 80% of retail price. So
who doesn't like a deal, Charlie?
There you go. Sounds like a great deal for me. Hey, Jerry, thanks so much for the information. And again, people can check out the website. The list of items will continue to grow right up until auction day.
That's right. See you then, Charlie.
That's the Community Connection on 1400 K1, brought to you by First Baptist Church. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. Formal charges have been filed.